Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family and friends. You got Greg Peterson here, your host for Beamer Testimonial Tuesday. And I am so honored to announce as our co-host, we have Mark Gilowitz on. Mark, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, and just very proud to co-host with you. This is your first time officially hosting, and you've done such a great job co-hosting. I'm really excited to listen to you in the future as you become one of the main Beamer Blog Talk people. So just a real privilege to get to know you this way, and hopefully one day we'll be able to have a manager's meeting in real life and get to know each other. And so it is good morning. You say good morning. I'm on the East Coast here in Charlotte, North Carolina, so it's good afternoon to all the people on the East Coast. And just before we get going with everything, I just want to make an announcement in regards to the Beamer National Convention. It was supposed to have been in Dallas a few months ago. That was canceled, of course, due to COVID. We're having a virtual convention, and this is exciting because we'll probably have more people to get a chance to participate, and it's only $50. That is the deal of the century. Beamer is going all out. They're spending over $200,000 to have a company professionally host and manage and do this event, and also they've got a lot of great prizes. So you want to make sure you register. If you've got a group of people watching it, that's okay, but just know that only the people that register and pay $50 for their ticket will be eligible to get a prize. So to register, you can go into your Beamer back office. Leadership has sent out emails with links, or you can just go to life.beamergroup.com/convention. It's an icon on the top of the website, life.beamergroup.com. I just want to encourage everybody to promote that. It's going to be a two-day event, September 11th and 12th. So just very excited to be part of that. And with that, Greg, I turn it back to you.
Oh, that is awesome, Mark. And, yeah, that is so exciting on the convention that they've looked around and they've checked all these other online conventions from other companies. And they saw some that, my gosh, you might as well take some no-dos because that's about what they were like. And they shopped around and they spared no expense. And they have got a company that is working with them to put this on. It's going to be exciting. You're going to hear from so many more of our brand ambassadors, because if we were to have it in person, then it's a matter of the logistics to get brand ambassadors to come physically to a location and talk about how the Beamers work for them. And now here, they're going to be able to get so many more people on and be able to share their stories. And like you mentioned, too, for every ticket, there's probably going to be a prize to possibly receive. So if you have, let's say, a group of distributors and you're like, oh, yeah, we're all just going to come over and huddle around the TV and all watch on one ticket. Well, who's going to get the prize when that ticket wins? So definitely continue to contribute, help support the company as well. And it's going to be definitely well worth it. So.
And Greg, if I can say one more thing, also there's a new video that just launched, And you can view that at life.beamergroup.com/8-minute story. And Greg, so proud that you made the cut on this new one. You are actually featured on that video. So if you want to see what Greg looks like, you can watch him in the new 8-minute story video. Wonderful video to promote your Beamer business and the Beamer technology.
Well, thanks, Mark. And on that, I was actually trying to fly low and under the radar, but just know when you're watching that they used more makeup on the top of my head than they did on my face to cut down on the glare. Okay, so it was a fun time. It was a great experience, and it's something where honestly, I'm out here to pay things forward. Just like a lot of people don't realize on Blog Talk Radio here, none of us are getting paid to do this. We're taking our time out of the day to put these together to help each and every one of you out in the field to become better distributors so that we can touch every life one person at a time. And when you do that, you touch every life that they come in contact as well. And that's our purpose. So by sharing all the testimonials here, let's start off with the ground rules. And that is with what does a compliant testimonial mean? And so, number one, no mention of disease names that are common in a medical practice. So instead of using the word diabetes, we can use blood sugar issues, for example. So different things like that, okay? We just want to keep it very generic because a lot of people don't know what diagnostic terms are, but they know general weakness or fatigue and different things like that. Okay, no mention of drug names. That is a big no-no. We do not replace any type of drug, nor do we want to refer that we have that capability. Also, we do not use the words of pain, cured, or treatment, but you can just say that it helped resolve or, you know, different things like that, okay? Do not give your own protocols. So, like for myself, with cycling, I'm not going to mention the exact how I use it for myself. We always go to the basic plan, and then we can talk afterwards on how actually we use it better. But that basic plan is so strong and has 20 years of scientific study behind it, it works, bottom line. All right, so we want to keep them nice and simple, and here's the best thing, and here's what I like to do is with testimonials, is I like to challenge people to say, okay, can we do it in 30 seconds? However, when you do that, you're going to put that carrot in front of somebody's nose, and they're going to be like, you know, I want to know more. I want to know more. And they will ask you. So that way you can go into it more in depth then with that individual. But we always like to start off with, you know, my name, where I'm from, starting off with where, you know, what were you originally started off with? Hey, boy, I know I was having such a hard time walking. And after I started using the Beamer, look at me now, I can do the river dance. You know, something like that right away is going to catch a person's attention and they're going to go, my gosh, what is it? What did you use? Then you can go into the 283 program as far as, well, can you watch this 8-minute or 9-minute presentation that explains everything about the Beamer? Can you talk to a friend of mine that can explain it even better? And right away, now you've got them into the system. It's duplicatable. And now that individual is learning all about the Beamer the proper way. So do you have anything else to share with that, Mark? And then we'll get started.
Okay. No, we just need to let people know how to get in the post queue, which is pressing 1. So if you have a question or a compliant testimonial, please press 1, and then you come into the queue, and then we can call on you. So with that, I guess let's get started, Greg.
All righty. Well, I see area code 208. You are on Blog Talk.
Mark and Greg, David Olson calling from Idaho. Good morning.
Hey there, David.
David Olson's in the house. Welcome, David.
Hi, you guys. No testimonial that's different. You know, I'm almost 60 and I'm so grateful to be doing things athletically and feeling like I'm 40 again is such a gift. But the reason I'm calling in, I just wanted to remind all the callers that we do have a really special Wednesday tomorrow. On whatever Wednesday, we're going to be interviewing CEO of North America, Albert Bosque. And I encourage everybody to get on it. And I just wanted to make that announcement. Thanks for taking the time to listen to me. And you guys have a great Tuesday. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Wow, that's
awesome.
Big news.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. We want to listen in on that. It's always good to listen to Albert. And he, I mean, we're going to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, no pun intended, for the Thursday presentations, which is for the horses. But Albert is absolutely amazing. And with everything that has gone on this year within Beamer, I have never seen anybody rise to the top and shine like he has in such an ethical manner to represent Beamer, and to see how Beamer responds to such diversity that has been going on. It has just solidified everything that I believe in Beamer and why I've dedicated my life to Beamer. So with that being said, our next person up, I see we have a 704, area code 704. I'm muting you, and you are on live on Bond Talk.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Cindy. Hi, Mark.
Hey there, Cindy.
Hi, I just want to say that I love my Beamer, and I have been getting my daughter on the Beamer, and I noticed she had not been on for a little bit, and I asked her, are you going to beam? And she said, yes, I haven't done it lately, and I really need to. And I just really appreciated her reaction, and she's doing it more frequently.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, you know, Cindy, my dad, when I visit my folks, you know, my folks have a Beamer, and I can always tell if my dad's been using the Beamer. He's kind of shuffling along, bent over a little bit. I'm like, Dad, you've been using your Beamer? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. And then when he is, he's walking so great. I'm like, Dad, keep using your Beamer. You can actually tell when someone's been on the Beamer or not.
Right, right. So anyway, I just keep having things happen that just encourage, you know, like my calf was hurting going downstairs. I just sat down and put the Beamer on it, and it took the pain away. It's wonderful, wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And
that's awesome. Remember, Cindy.
I'm 79, and I still keep going.
Cindy, that is so awesome. What's another term that we could use for the word pain?
Oh, discomfort.
You go, girl. That's what I like to hear. You rock. I love it, Cindy. I think that deserves a high school.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Thank
you, Cindy.
Okay. Next up, I see we have 386. Move here. Okay, let's see. 386, I'm bringing you on. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. This is Mary Knight from Sanford, Florida. I got my Beamer about 3 weeks ago, and my Beamer Pro Set Go, and my mom got hers right about the same time, and we've just been doing it. I'm more consistently than her, and I've had loads more energy, which I'm really grateful for, and it's really supported my lifestyle to help me do what I need to do. And I'd also like to put out there, I'm pretty sure that that's the same Cindy that was on call several weeks ago, that I think she was saying she needed help with social media or some sort of like technical support, like online tutorial situation. And I offered because she just called to my heart. So I wanted to ask you lovely gentlemen if you could maybe give her my number. And Cindy, if you're listening, because I think I offered at the end of the call that last time. So you might have missed it. But if you all could help us get connected, if that's correct, I'd be so grateful because she's such a sweet lady, she sounds like. Thanks.
She is Mary. She's in my group here in the Charlotte area. So I will definitely, I just wrote your number down and I will share it with her.
And if I'm incorrect, my mistake, I just, something said it was her. So hopefully, you know, it'll help.
All right. Thank you.
That's awesome, Mary. Thank you so much for reaching out like that, too. And that's the beauty of Beamer is that we're able to help out each other and you really become a family. This isn't just like a business. It truly is a family that gets together and we have so much fun. Okay.
All right.
Are you still there?
Thank you, Mary. Thanks, Mary.
All righty. Okay, we have another one, Mark. We have 801. You are hopefully here now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Cindy Parkinson from Utah. And I actually just got on because I was on a call. I kept saying, I got to know if I can get on Blog Talk. So I haven't heard any of the show yet. I heard the end of Mary, and that I wanted to call in because a week ago or so I had asked for her number, and if somebody could connect us, I would appreciate that. But I do want to share my testimonial, and I have to tell you I've been in Blog Talk. I mean, I've been in Beamer for, it was a year during COVID. So, you know, I hear all these testimonials, and I heard, I think it was yesterday, one of the moderators on Blog Talk said, you know, she talks to people and they say, I haven't noticed a difference. And she's like, I'm glad you never had to be where I was to notice a difference. And that's kind of the way it's been for me. I've talked to people who've gotten rid of issues, and I got my Beamer because I have chronic back discomfort, and I still have back discomfort, but it's gotten better. But last night I had a toothache and I actually have an appointment with the dentist tomorrow morning. And they said to me, you know, we can't get you in until Wednesday, but if you have problems before then, call us up and we'll see if we can squeeze you in after patients. And so I got my B spot and I put it on my jaw and 1 8-minute session, program one, discomfort gone. And so I am so excited to have results like that, and I'm thankful that I have relatively good health and I don't have a lot of the issues that a lot of the people who have, you know, incredible results first time they use it. But I'm grateful that I've researched it. My husband, who's a retired surgeon, researched it, did all the FDA studies. The science is there. Beamer works, and so I just use it every day, whether I feel something or not. But this time I really noticed the difference in 1 8-minute session. So thank you. I love Blog Talk. I mean, I listen to it religiously every day. If I can't get on live, then I listen to the recording, and it has really changed my business. I am one sale away from group leader, so I'm really excited. So,
wow. Congratulations.
Cindy, that definitely deserves this right here.
It does.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God. You know, it really is, and it's just a matter of continuing to move forward and keep plugging along. Do not put value into just one individual that you share the Beamer with. You share it with them and then move on to the next person, and you just plant that seed. I've had people come back to me 3 years later and say, hey, you know what? I'm kind of interested in that now. Or they'll see that I posted something on Facebook of, hey, my bike riding's going great, and they go, Greg, I've been watching you. And when something first comes out, they're like, you know, I'm very skeptical because there are so many things that come out on the market. And so there are people watching you. And so you want to continue to just stay diligent. Everybody has some people have a fast fuse and some people have a slow fuse burning. And so we want to find out then as you continue to plant those seeds, you're going to find out who the people are like, wow, okay, you know what, I'm ready to go. And there's going to be others that are still going to be skeptical, and that's fine. I was skeptical for over 4 months, and I did my due diligence, and then finally I pulled the pin, and I got it without even trying it. And then when I got on it, I first noticed my increased energy, my sleep habits, and then naturally my recovery was much faster following my different cycle ride, because I knew how I normally would have felt, and so I could tell a difference. So like you're mentioning, Cindy, on some people, they may not feel anything for maybe up to 6 months. But here's what I like to tell them, and they look at me kind of being a bald-headed guy, and I go, well, do you feel your hair growing right now? And they'll look at me and they'll laugh, and I go, but you know it's growing, right? And they were like, well, yes. And I go, well, you got to remember, by increasing that blood flow, and as we're doing with the muscle stimulation, we're helping the body's ability to do what the body was naturally meant to do. We just don't see what's going on underneath the surface, but we know these processes are occurring. And so by using Beamer, we're able to assist and allow our bodies to do what they were naturally meant to do. Do you have anything further with that, Mark?
Actually, I do. You know, we think that, okay, we're going to get on the Beamer, and then, you know, it's you know, going to be a slow progression, and then it gets better. And that happens a lot of the times. But I have countless people on the Beamer where they felt the change, like, overnight one day. So they had used it. I know two separate people with the same condition, and 2 months into it, they woke up, got up out of bed, and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't feel that anymore. But they felt nothing for 2 months, and overnight, boom, it happened. So everybody's body is so different. And yeah, there's a lot of situations where, yeah, it can be up to 5-6 months before you have that dramatic, you know, difference. Another thing, if I can just say, I just met with a friend of mine recently, been talking to him about Beamer for a year and a half, and he's finally going to purchase his Beamer this month. And you never know when is the right time. You never know when that discomfort level gets great enough for somebody, or you never know when you talk to somebody a year and a half ago, 3 years ago, something major just happened in their life, and now they're ready. But yeah, you never give up on people.
Yeah, most definitely with that, Mark. And I know for myself, I'm not going to share all my financial items and personal issues or things going on in my life with somebody that is trying to share a product with me. So allow these people the respect and the dignity to take care of whatever they need to take care of, so that when they do come back to you, that's pretty much a done deal. If they return back and they're going, okay, I'm ready, then you're good to go. And showing that respect to them only raises the value of not only the Beamer, but yourself as a person representing Beamer. And that is so important, because we are a people type of business. And so we want to make sure that we hold everything in the highest standards and efficacy towards the people that we share this with. So let's see here. If a person wants to get on Blog Talk, all you have to do is push the number 1 on your phone, and then that shows up on our screen, and then we're able to allow you to pop on, and then we can listen to your testimonial with Blog Talk. We would love to hear from you. And until we receive someone else, I'll share another item that they have been doing a lot of hiring at the corporate office to assist with all the services needed to keep us up and running. For example, product support and our customer service. And there had been some long wait times on the phones. And so they had reached out to us as managers to share with everybody out there in Beamer to please go through your mentor or your group leader or your team manager if you have any questions where you were going to originally try to call customer service. Please go through your upline first, because over 70 to 75% of the calls into customer service could have been handled by your mentor, group leader or team manager. And by just removing that, then the more serious items that truly need to be taken care of by customer service, where they have the controls to get into the back office and maybe alter something in the e-wallet, or it's a software issue or what have you, they can then take care of those issues more readily and a lot more efficiently. So with that being said, we have someone coming online. We have a 707 area code, 707. You are on live on Blog Talk.
Well, hi there, Greg and Mark. This is Mary Sue up in Napa Valley, and I can't believe nobody's coming on today. It is so good to hear your voices, and we really, all of us, appreciate Blog Talk. So I'm watching my timer to see if I can do it in 30. I am a rough and tumble okay. girl, a tomboy at heart, and I have many, many injuries throughout my life thus far. I've only had my Beamer for just a little over a year and a half or so, and I just can't go without it. I have had incredible increases of energy, believe it or not. I'm full of energy already, but my endurance is better. My sleep was an immediate thing for me. My cleansing of my body was unbelievable. I mean, I just can't say enough things about it, and it goes everywhere with me. And this pad is just making it so much easier to haul with that backpack everywhere. So, yeah, I just can't say enough wonderful things, you know.
Great job, Mary.
30 seconds. You did it perfect.
Yeah, Mary, you did it perfect. You came on, you mentioned, you know, who you were, where you were from, what your initial issue was, what the Beamer did for you, and bangity boom, right away I'm like, well great, so what else did you do? And you know, so what else is it doing for you? So by doing that, you're stimulating in a greater interest, and now I know more. And that's exactly what you want to do with these testimonials. So great right. job on that.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Mary. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, next up, we have 530. You are on and live on Blog Talk here.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Bridget from California. Another California call. I just wanted to say how proud I am of Beamer. What we've gone through during this period of time, the challenges that they've met and risen above, and the support they've given us. You know, I've been in business in my life, in marketing in particular, and for them to do what they've done is absolutely almost miraculous, given the challenges that we had in the world. And it just has given me such a greater sense of pride about representing Beamer, the product, and the support, not only of the corporate, but the corp of our leadership team that's come together really in the last year and a half, and how everyone's worked together so well. I'm just full of pride about the company and the product that I represent. It's quite wonderful. I'll tell a little story. I had enrolled a distributor at the end of June, and I did it for her, and I put her wrong personal email in, and I found out I did it, and I sent a ticket to corporate to try and put the right one in, and at the same time, they had the wrong phone number on my website, which they had to correct, and they did a ticket, and then, you know, they announced that please don't call in, and the lines were full. Well, about a week ago, I got an email from that ticket saying we've addressed the problem, so they didn't forget about me. They were just swamped. So, again, I'm just so very, very proud of Beamer and every aspect of it.
Oh, you are right on, Bridget. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and one thing I was going to mention with that, Mark, Bridget, you brought up a great point, is make sure that you keep that NA number that you receive then from Beamer that is assigned to that issue, so that if you do call into customer service, then you can also address that NA number so that then the people in customer support can mark that email. So that will relieve the stress off the people handling those emails, and it'll show now it has been resolved, and it just saves that much more time all the way around. So by us taking little steps like that, it's going to help everybody involved. So thanks so much for sharing with that, Bridget. Okay, Mark, I see we have another individual on a 704 area code. And
yeah,
I'm trying
area.
To click my...
Charlotte area, my neck of the woods.
There we go. 704, you are live on Blog Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Mark. This is Leslie from Charlotte.
Hey, Leslie.
You know what, Greg? You said something, Greg, right as you said your name.
Hi, everyone. My name is Leslie. I'm calling from Charlotte. I'm part of Mark's group.
Hey, Leslie. Now I heard
hey.
It.
Hey.
Hey.
So, one day I was living my life, had a full-time, stressful corporate job, working with a personal trainer, doing yoga every week, and the next week I found myself in ICU having to use a walker to get around. I had suffered a blockage to the carotid artery in the brain, and half of the right side of my body was numb and in extreme discomfort. On a scale from 1 to 10, it was a 12. So I tried acupuncture, massage, cupping, chiropractic, many, many things, trying to do just every natural thing. After about 6 months, the chiropractor was using a Beamer, and I tried that, and I'm very energy sensitive, so I saw results almost instantly, but it took 4 months to resolve the issue in my neck and shoulder. It took a year to resolve the issue in my leg, but now it's a little over a year that we've had our Beamer, and I'm just 99% good. Oh, also, I've been a competitive figure skater as a kid and had a lot of achy joints, the hip, knees. I couldn't put weight on my knees at all, like if you kneel on the floor. And I don't know how long it took to resolve because I was so focused on the nerve damage. But now I have no issues whatsoever. I'm so grateful to have my Beamer. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
You know,
thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
You know, Mark,
hey, Greg.
Yes,
go ahead.
No, I was going to mention,
gonna say, Greg.
You know. Okay, age before beauty, Mark. You go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, you're the host. You go. But okay, so I'll jump in so we don't keep doing this. But, you know, it's great when you actually know the people and you're like, are these people really telling the truth? Is it really like this? Is it really this miraculous? I met Leslie originally and it was at her and her husband's home and seen the progression over the past year, and it's been nothing short of miraculous. And actually her story and a few other people's stories is what just really gives me motivation to get up in the morning and to share Beamer with somebody else, because I love the quote where it says, you know, we may not be able to change the world, but we can change the world for one person. And Beamer, and I know Leslie's going to agree with this, Beamer has changed the world for Leslie. And because of that, you know, she's sharing it with a lot of other people. So Leslie's been a big inspiration to me. I just wanted to let you know that, Leslie.
Oh, thank you.
You know that.
You are welcome.
Is,
and Greg?
Yes. Oh, well, there you go. Okay. All righty. So one thing that Leslie brought up, and it's one thing that we kind of overlook, is we're so focused on one item going on in our body. And working as a paramedic, we would call those distracting injuries. I could walk up on the scene of a call, and I could see somebody with a broken leg, and it's obviously fractured. and an inexperienced person would jump right down and start trying to take care of that broken leg, but not realize that the patient isn't breathing. So what's more important? Well, in Leslie's situation, here's other things that were going on in her body, and allowing the body to determine what are the more critical items going on. And the body is automatically going to do that on its own. And that's why Beamer is so amazing, is that it's allowing, once again, the body to do what the body was meant to do. And here we discover we're so focused on one item when we actually have other things that may be going on. And when there's that delay of, well, it's still not helping with this, there's other things possibly that are going on in your system that you're not even aware of that are starting to be resolved. And it really is just incredible to see all the basically magic. I know as a medic, it's learning, for me, it's almost like learning physiology all over again of what our bodies are truly capable of doing for themselves. When I used to see different scenarios occur and thinking, wow, I know where this is headed. And now the light is shining so much brighter for so many people out there. We just want to be able to get this product out there and share it with them and give them the information. And they're all adults, and let them make the decision for themselves based on their own time frames. So I see that we have another individual, a 617, area code 617. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Karen from New Hampshire, and I've had my Beamer for I've had my Beamer for a year and a half, and the first thing I noticed was the extra energy that I got, and then I had some hip discomfort for quite a while, like after sitting, and I would get up and I would hobble for a little bit, but I just noticed that I don't have that anymore. And it did take a year and a half, but it's gone.
Isn't that amazing, Karen? You know, a lot of people, even if we are able to allow the body to even freeze whatever scenario is going on and keep it from getting worse, that's actually considered getting better instead of just
right.
having something continue to get worse. And here in your scenario, it took time. You were patient. You continue to work with it, and things have gotten better. So where is your lifestyle now? What are you doing differently now that you can be? Before?
Well, before I had a bug bite illness that took like 15 years. So I was laying on the sofa at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I couldn't make dinner. But, you know, soon after I used it, the Beamer, I was able to make dinner, and I was actually dancing making dinner. But, you know, some things have taken longer, you know, so. Yeah, but I saw really good results in the beginning, and I'm just waiting for the added benefits.
So you went from laying on the couch to dinner and a show. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, Karen.
So it's pretty amazing, yep, and I love it.
Well, I tell you what, it's because of everybody that logs in and helps out and shares their testimonials. This is what gives us all the energy. I'm just a conduit of all the energy that is out there from everybody. And by sharing that energy with others and people see the passion, and you will just exuberate that onto them. I've had people go, you know what? I might not believe what you're saying, but my gosh, the energy that you're expelling out and everything, I can't help but want to know more about this. And then just let the information continue on from there. So be that shining light, be that lighthouse, and be able to direct people to you so that you can share this wonderful information with them that could definitely change their lives. So let's see, all people have to do is hit the number one on your phone, and that will allow you to get in the queue. And we got time for a couple more. I see we have a 614, and we're bringing you, and you are live on Blog Talk.
Thanks for taking my call. This is Howard from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm Greg, I think I talked to you with David Easterbrooks briefly on Saturday. I'm brand new. I only have two enrollments. I signed in when we were in COVID-19. But I had a question. It's helped me thus far. I know I had a hard time walking a 15-minute mile pace with a pain in my lower back. It was like a stabbing pain of an 8. And after using it for about 3 weeks, it's down to about a 0 or 2. So that's very, very good. So I can see an improvement there, no question. The one question I had also, and I don't know what the format is, I'm trying to figure out a way with the new 8-minute story to send that out to people as a standalone kind of URL. And I haven't figured that out yet. I know if you go in the back office and send it from the back office, then it has the back office included. Also, if you do life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story, then it also gives people other information they can go to, including logging on and enrolling with anybody. So I'm just wondering if there's a way to isolate that story or if we've figured that out yet.
That's a great question to bring up, Howard. Two items. We'll answer the basic question that you're bringing up first. And they do not have the URL yet, so this is what they're doing. So this is where, as a distributor, when you share that link with somebody, ask them and kind of tie them down. Say, do you have an opportunity to see this now by this evening? Or can I give a follow-up call tomorrow morning and find out what you thought? So you narrow that down so that they do not have the opportunity to start going out and start fishing around. Because a lot of people, I didn't even know how distributorships work and compensation plans and different things like that. So just use what we have right now, the life.beamergroup.com/8 and then the words minute story, and then do a follow-up with those individuals. The second thing that I want to bring up too is, what is another term that you could use for the word pain? You mentioned about that in your back. And all, what's another word that you could use instead of the word pain?
Discomfort.
There you go. Perfect. That's what
so
I like to hear.
So we're not allowed to use the word pain? We can't use the word pain?
They would. Yeah, they prefer
on
to
blog
be
talk,
used
yeah,
the word.
On blog talk, yeah, we stay away from pain.
Okay, discomfort. All right.
If I can just add something to what Greg said, just two things. One is, when you go to life.beamergroup.com, someone can't just sign up under somebody else. So if they want information from Beamer, they say if they know of a distributor already, please enter their name here, if you're already working with somebody. And then also, if you do go into your back office where on the right side, you can kind of scroll up and down on the latest news, there, you can click on that link to the video, and it is on YouTube, just so you know.
Right, right.
We are down to one minute left.
I saw that. Go ahead.
Okay, we're down to 1 minute left, Howard. We got to get rolling here.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And
thanks, guys. With that,
one really quick. We can no more afford to spend major time on minor things than we can to spend minor time on major things. So definitely, everybody, put in that time to work on the major items so that we can change more lives. Mark, I'd like to give you the final say here.
Okay. Just find your passion, and what Beamer did for you, go out there and share your passionate story with someone else today. Every day, set a goal to change one person's life at a time. So with that, God bless everybody, and go Beamer.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday.